fan favorites here because, man, are you guys doing some napping, man?
Oh, man. Yeah, we are. It's more focusing. You know, we're trying to get ready for these interviews.
You're focusing with your eyes closed?
Yeah, I'm focusing. You know, I was just trying to get into the zone. You know, I'm just trying to get there.
Flip camp begins tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, that came fast. I mean, after this, yeah, I should be ready, hopefully.
You think so?
Yeah.
Can maybe. We see your cool new fall camp hairdo? You got like a dyed blonde mohawk, man?
Oh, no, this is my natural.
Oh,
I dyed my stuff black, but yeah, this is my natural. This is you. Yeah, that's my natural hair.
How's your dad feel about that hair, by the way?
Oh, he hates it.
I was going to say.
He hates it. He won't let my little brother do it.
Senior wouldn't. I cannot imagine he's a fan. That would not have been part of his get-up back in the day.
Yeah, he calls me a skunk every time.
I played with a family member of yours, Malachi.
Yes.
Mokafisi. Yep. What's your relation with Malachi?
He's my first cousin. His dad is my dad's brother.
Man, he was an incredible player. You're obviously an incredible player, though.
Oh, thank
you. How many other family members do you have here who've given you that path to success?
Oh, man. I have so Peter Tonga is my cousin, and he's on the team. And his dad is my mom's brother, and he played at the U. So, and then my mom's other brother, Tika Manu, he plays at the U. And then he has a son that's at Oregon right now. But, yeah, so my dad there is too. So I've had a lot of family members too. And then obviously Malachi.
Malachi is just hilarious, too.
Yeah,
he's such a great guy. Anyways, shout out to Malachi Mokafich. He had his own language.
Mokafich.
He had his own language there. But anyway, so have you thought at all about bulking up? I mean, you know, you're listed a little bit lighter than the average D tackle, or are you interested maybe in playing some defensive end, too, and showing that versatility?
Yeah, they did move me around. You saw that last year, but I have bulked up a lot more. I've gotten about 10 pounds, so I'm about 292 to 295. Heaviest I've gotten this summer is 295.
Do you feel okay at that weight?
Yeah, I do. I feel real good.
Because you've still got – you got to have that movement capabilities, obviously.
Yeah,
that's why they like you have incredible quickness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still feel like I can move.
You came to Utah knowing that the defensive line has always been one of the things.
Yeah.
When your dad played, it was one of the things. It's all – I mean, when as long as Kyle went – going back in the day. But you go – if you were to go someplace – else, you might play 20 or 25 more snaps a game. But you guys have so much depth and you rotate so many guys through that that's just not the case. But you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Does that make you guys better players because you're not – I mean, you have to maximize your time on the field, but you're always fresh.
Yeah. I think it does help a lot. I love that depth that we have, and it keeps us all fresh. And our group is really unselfish like that. So I'm glad that we're unselfish like that.
Well, some of you were.
Yeah.
There was a guy that left last year that wasn't quite that same way. He went on to have a pretty good run last year here in Southern California.
He did have a good
run. That's got to be part of the deal. When you come to Utah, that's got to be part of what you know, right?
Yeah, exactly. You do have to know that. You're coming in, you're not going to be always that guy. I mean, you have – Lolotulele, and he's even switching out, and he loves to switch out. I mean, when he's tired, you know, you can see that he's tired. So he wants to come out.
You guys last year rotated a bunch of guys in that defensive line. Is there a point where you feel like there's too much rotation, though, and you lose your rhythm?
Yeah, it can get to that. You know, when we're rotating about, like, maybe six D tackles, I think that'd be too much, you know. We do have the depth, but, I mean, I think that's way too much.
So who's got a better defensive line than Utah in the conference right now?
Shoot, I'm going to go ahead and say nobody. I'm going to bank on our D-line. I'm going to say nobody.
I want to ask you about a guy that I didn't really think was a freshman last year. I saw him walking around when I saw him the first time without his helmet on, and I said, Whose brother is that? Whose uncle is that?
Lecky
Fotu.
Oh, man.
Did not look like an 18-year-old man last year. A boy last year. He looked like a 27-year-old man.
Yeah.
Now, he got a few reps last year, but is he backing you up? Either way, he's one of the guys. How good could this guy be this year, next year, moving forward?
Oh, amazing. You know, once he starts getting down to his technique and starts harnessing all that and starts – to grow up more, you know. He's still young, 18, you forget about that, but it's when it's time to grow up and he does that, it's going to be amazing what he can do.
So it sounds like Bradley and I and Max Tupai had good spring balls and are going to be in that rotation for the other defensive end opposite of Kylie Fitz. How long could that battle continue?
I think you have to walk through camp and see who's going to be the better person, who's been working harder. So it could probably be a season-long thing to see who can – who'll be there.
You know, Max Tupai was a guy that signed, I think, a month after signing day. Mm-hmm. And from a media standpoint, we're all trying to get an interview with him and find out what he's like. Mm-hmm. He won't do interviews. I don't think he's ever done an interview. Is he like a silent assassin?
Yeah, very silent. He's quiet. He's to himself, but he's a real cool kid. I love him. He's calm. But, yeah, really to himself.
Are you working with Lowell to get his interview game a little bit better?
A little bit.
Because when Star – I used to talk to Coach Witt. Mm-hmm. I'd say, Coach, you know, when you're a senior and you're a star player, you come down and you do the coaches show mm-hmm. with us. I said, Coach, why hasn't Star done the coaches show? He doesn't have to. I said, what do you mean he doesn't have to? He goes, he doesn't want to. He doesn't have to. He's Star. And Lowell's kind of the same way.
Exactly, yeah.
The Lotulele boys, they don't like to talk, do they?
Oh, no. They're all about the action, though. I mean, they do it on the field, but they don't like to talk a lot.
I want to ask you, one of the big questions coming into camp is the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Four of your brothers now playing in the National Football League, which is great. But there's, you know, Utah fans maybe a little bit concerned. You go up against these guys all day. We're going to talk to Lekka here in a minute. How good do you think that offensive line could be this year? Because they've got pretty big shoes to fill.
Yeah, I think they'll be good. I think they'll really be good. It's going to surprise a lot of people what these guys will be able to do. I mean, you got Jordan that obviously came in. Darren Paulo, I think, is going to surprise a lot of people this year. Jackson Barton over there. And then, obviously, Lekka's a staple there. This O-line, going against them every day, it makes us a lot better.
Who's the top O-line in the conference? Who are the top groups that you faced last year?
Last year, I would say Stanford for my freshman year. But last year, I would probably have to say that's a hard one, actually. I thought a lot of people – oh, Washington. I thought Washington was very technical. Technical in everything that they did. They were very detailed in getting the techniques right and all that, and they did a really good job.
Are you a trash talker out there on the field?
Yeah, I can be when I get a little hyped up and stuff, I can be.
It doesn't wear you out? I mean, do you feel like it helps you out there?
It does wear you out. You know, it doesn't look good when you're tired and you have to breathe between words. And then they're like, oh, man, this guy, he's not about it, talking and all that. But, yeah, I think it helps. I would say it helps.
You mentioned Stanford. Mm-hmm. And the Stanford guys say, man, when we play Utah, it is a war. Do you guys kind of feel the same way? Because it's like two mirror images of each other battling.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think everybody comes out with bruises and just banged up from that game. It's a huge war going on with those guys.
How many linebackers could you guys use this year in your rotation?
Oh, wow. We have a lot. I'm not going to lie. We have a lot. Probably four, five of us.
I mean, Donovan Thompson might be in the mix, you
think? Yeah, definitely. He's a hitter. He's just like Sunia. He's a hitter. Kavika, Cody, Carson Lillenquist, I think, will surprise a lot of people. I mean, we have a lot of linebackers.
Kavika, we didn't see – it took him a little while last year to get – but by the last few games of the year, he was starting to make plays. Is that the guy we're going to see this year?
I think so. He's going to surprise a lot of people. Like you said, at the beginning of the year, he was starting to get used to it and stuff, but then towards the end of the year, he started to show.
Maybe play some defensive end, maybe pass rush a little bit?
Yeah, his pass rush is looking good this offseason.
Who's the first family of Utah football? We've got the Mocafeces. We've got the Asiatas. Uh-huh. We've got the Krugers.
Uh-huh. The Lotuleles.
The Lotuleles. I mean, we've got a lot of family lineage. Yeah. The Mocafeces go back in time a while. The Krugers were kind of – now there's another Kruger on the team. Mm-hmm. We've got another Lotulele coming next year. Hunter's coming into the program. Who's got the kind of that title as the first family of Utah football? You going to say the Mocafeces?
Probably. I would probably say that just because of my dad goes so far back.
Right.
Yeah. Probably what? The 30s, the 20s, my dad goes back. No, I'm just kidding.
Senior, if you're listening, we didn't make him say that. You can take that up with him when he gets back to town.
My mom's going to show him.
Hey, thanks for coming on with us. We'll see you at camp tomorrow.
Okay, thank you guys.
All right, sir.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.